Next patient is Annette Johnson. A-N-N-E-T-T-E, Annette. And as in Nancy, A-N-N-E-T-T-E, T as in Thomas. Date of birth, Johnson is J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 12-13-65. Date of birth is 4-1-26. Please make copy for Emily Green, P-A-S-C. Emily Green, G-R-E-E-N. Emily. Next, dear Emily, thank you for sending Annette Johnson for preliminary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 60-year-old female who has a history of obstructive sleep apnea on home CPAP, has been overweight and is trying to lose weight, and has been on ZEP-bound injections weekly. The patient has a history of snoring. She has had a persistency of gastric sleeve procedure. She I'm sorry, her CPAP machine is poorly functional, and the patient needs a new polysomnogram to evaluate her for CPAP titration. The patient has no daytime sleepiness, denies nausea, reflux, and she has no chest pains or abdominal pains. Next paragraph, past history includes two C-sections in 97 and 2000. She had a gastric sleeve procedure done in 2011. And she also will have parathyroidectomy done for hypercalcemia and hyperparathyroidism. The patient is being treated for hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Next, habits the patient smoked half to one pack per day for 20 years. No alcohol use. Next, allergies to lisinopril. Next, med list, Lexapro, 10 milligrams a day, trazodone, 25 milligrams daily, ZEP bound injection, 25-5 milligram weekly, Synthroid, 150 micrograms a day. Next, family history. Father died of lung cancer, mother had COVID. Next, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleed. She has some urinary frequency, no flank pains. She has no hay fever. No shortness of breath or cough, but has apnea. So no abdominal pains, nausea, black stools, or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, and no leg swelling. She has depression, no anxiety. There's no easy bruising or joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Next, physical exam. This middle-aged, obese female has led no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 128/80, pulse 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.2. Weight is 271, saturation 98. Itchy and anophthalmic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat was injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Diminished breath thumbs to the base. With occasional wheezes, upper chest. Heart sense is regular, small rest to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema, no lesions, no cap tenderness. The flex is a 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves go sleep back. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is hyperparathyroidism. Number 3 is depression. Number 4 is hyperlipidemia. And, not hyperlipidemia. Number 4 is hypothyroidism. And, next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a sleep test and CPAP titration. Also, go for a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest since she does have a significant smoking history and history for cough. She will try to lose some weight. So the advice to come in for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Emily Green, PA-C. Thank you, Dr. Souza.